It is 6 minutes past eight here with what it says in the papers is Lisa Pereira.
How much due diligence was there in the selection of Jim Gavin as Fianna Fáil's candidate for the presidency? That's a recurring theme in today's coverage of the review into that process and the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting that followed its publication. The report says Jim Gavin was subjected to a more intensive due diligence process than any previous candidate for the party in any election. That's in the Irish Times. But across in the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan points out that no polling was done and that despite multiple warnings from Sheehan's own paper and Fianna Fáil TD John Lehart, the party accepted Gavin's assertion that he had no recollection of issues with a former tenant. Nothing further was done, says the review. Sheehan writes, the due diligence and vetting process don't appear to have involved paying attention to the alarm bells going off about Gavin's past as a landlord. The Irish Daily Mail gives a useful timeline of key dates from initial contacts in June and July to Mr. Gavin's withdrawal from the race on the 5th of October. The Irish Examiner's verdict seems relatively understated. Martin's leadership is dented but intact. But the words blame, fiasco and debacle are littered throughout today's news pages. There's a photo of Micheál Martin on the front of the Irish Sun as well, but the article isn't about the presidential race. It's the government's new jet. It landed in Dublin yesterday carrying a price tag of €53 million plus VAT. The reason Mr. Martin's photo is used to accompany a photo of the shiny new plane is that the paper is recalling an occasion in 2022 when the Taoiseach was left stranded in Brussels because of problems with the old government Learjet. That plane had been in use since 2004 and had repeatedly broken down, reports the paper. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star returned to the story of 8-year-old Malika Noor Al-Khatib, whose father was given a life sentence this week for stabbing her to death at their home in Wexford last December. He was also sentenced to 10 years for the attempted murder of Malika's mother, Aisha. But Aisha, who witnessed her daughter's murder and said she still sees it a billion times a day, told reporter Paul Healy that in reality the sentences will amount to 32 years. She's calling for the law to be changed so that anyone who kills a child would be in prison for the rest of their natural lives. In the Daily Mail, Tom Leonard has a two-page article on events that led up to the charging of Nick Ryder for the murder of his parents, acclaimed film director Rob Reiner, and his wife Michelle, a photographer. The piece begins with a detailed account of a star-studded Christmas party at the home of chat show host Conan O'Brien last Saturday night. The convivial atmosphere was interrupted by a blazing row between Nick and his father, writes Leonard. According to friends, Rob had become increasingly concerned that his son, who had a long history of mental health and addiction, was back on drugs. The friends said Rob was concerned about what his son might do next. Last night, Nick Reiner was charged with murdering his parents. A Cork man believed to have been the first to use the phrase United States of America 250 years ago is to be remembered in Cork City next month. A plaque will be unveiled on January the 30th in memory of General Stephen Moylan, who became George Washington's aide-de-camp. A letter written by the Corkman on January the 2nd, 1776 to Washington's private secretary used the phrase United States of America. It's the first known use of the phrase, and you can read all about it in the Examiner.